And I don't know how they have decided this particular thing of giving me an opportunity. So that reminds me one thing, that do you know, if you want to make Krishna laugh, what do? You start planning, right? Because you start planning and Krishna will have a big laugh because he knows what's going to happen. So maybe there is similar arrangement for this, to have me come here and speak with all of you. But let's hope that whatever we speak will be helpful. So today we'll be discussing from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 5, text number 13. So you can repeat after me. Sarva karmani manasa sanyasyate sukham vrasi navadvare pure dehi naiva kurvan nakir karyana. Sarva karmani manasa sanyasyate sukham vrasi navadvare pure dehi naiva kurvanna karyana. Sarva karmani manasa sanyasyate sukham vasi navadvare pure dehi naivam kurvanna karyana. Word to word. Sarva, all, karmani, activities, manasa, by the mind, sannyasya, giving up, aste, remains, sukham, in happiness, vasi, one who is controlled, navadvare, in the place where there are 9 gates, pure, in the city, dehi, the embodied soul, na, never, eva, certainly, kurvan, doing anything, na, not, karyan, causing to be done. Translation: when the embodied living being controls his nature and mentally renounces all actions, he resides happily in the city of 9 gates, the material body, neither working nor causing work to be done. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. The embodied soul lives in the city of 9 gates, the activities of the body, or the figurative city of body, are conducted automatically by its particular modes of nature. The soul, although subjecting himself to the conditions of the body, can be beyond those conditions if he so desires. Owing only to forgetfulness of his superior nature, he identifies with the material body and therefore suffers. By Krishna consciousness, he can revive his real position and thus come out of his embodiment. Therefore, when one takes to Krishna consciousness, one at once becomes completely aloof from bodily activities. In such a controlled life, in which his deliberations are changed, he lives happily within the city of 9 gates. The 9 gates are mentioned as follows: Navadvare pure dehi, hamso lelayate vahi, vasi survasya lokasya, sthavarasya, charasya cha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is living within the body of living entity, is the controller of all living entities all over the universe. The body consists of 9 gates: 2 eyes, 2 nostrils, 2 ears, 1 mouth, the anus and the genitals. The living entity in his conditioned stage identifies himself with the body, but when he identifies himself with the Lord, within himself, he becomes just as free as the Lord, even while in the body. It is mentioned in this Vyasastara Upanishad 3.18. Therefore, a Krishna conscious person is free from both the outer and inner activities of the material body. ओम अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यामनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदामहं ददाति स्वापदान्तिकं। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपां साग्रजातां सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं सावधेतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितंश्च। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका कांता श्रीराधा कांता नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचना गौरांगी श्रीराधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। So today's day and age we see what is going so well is Bahubali, isn't it? So I thought let me also tell you a story which is much better than Bahubali, and hopefully if somebody can make a movie out of that, I think it can do much better than Bahubali. So the story goes like this. That once upon a time, because I'm going to talk about, like, you know, because Bahubali is all about ancient things, right? Elephants and then king and all kinds of things. So once upon a time, there lived a king. But you know, the way he was living, he did not have a proper kingdom to rule. So he went around the world searching for the best suitable place for him to establish his kingdom. He was going everywhere. He went to each and every corner of the world, but somehow or other, he did not find a single place which is suitable for him to establish his kingdom. But when, after doing so much, he got completely fatigued and tired, and he was at resting at one place, and suddenly he thought, let me just have a walk here. And he was just walking, and he came across, suddenly, a very, very beautiful city, which he has never seen. And within his mind, he was almost contemplating that this is the place I should make my city or my residence. And while he was just going through the gardens and the, like, you know, very wonderful walk, he come across a very, very beautiful lady. And when he sees that lady was surrounded by 10 primary bodyguards. And all these 10 bodyguards had hundreds and hundreds of wives and other supportive people who were walking along with that very beautiful lady. And to the great surprise of the king, that lady was protected by 5-hooded snake. So king was, like, you know, a little bit taken aback. That should I approach that lady or not? Like, you know, there's a 5-hooded snake which is protecting the lady. But somehow or other, when man and woman come together, the courage automatically develops, somehow or other. I don't know why, but there is something within us which the God has created that, right? So he developed that courage to go and approach that lady and ask that, where are you coming from? Like, and who are all these bodyguards and, like, these servants, and what are you doing here? And looks like you are looking for a suitable husband, isn't it? So as soon as she heard that, and she replied to the king, saying that, well, we do not know about our origins, neither mine as well as all these 10 bodyguards. I don't know where they come from. The only thing we know that there is a very beautiful city around here, and we are just having a luxurious walk. That's it. We don't know anything else other than this. And you seems to be very handsome, and you have some purpose here. So he said, well, I definitely have a purpose to live in this city, and would you mind marry me? So these love marriages were not something new. It's been happening for ages, but there is a purpose behind it and there is a way to do it, right? So what happens? They don't get into the live-in relationship, but they get married. So that is something very, very important that we see and understand from the Shastras, that the Gandharva marriages or the love marriages were happening, but how and when, and there is a process behind it. So they got married, and as usual, like, you know, they were having a very wonderful time. They were, as has been, like, you know, depicted, happily living ever after, so-called happily living, right? So they were having a wonderful time, and whatever, the king used to go for hunting and, like, you know, get so many nice things for queen to enjoy. And like, city, as I said, was one of the most beautiful city, and they were just enjoying like anything. And the king became so enamored by the queen that if queen sits, then the king used to sit. If the queen stand up, then the king used to stand up. If the king or queen eats, then the king also, like, you know, sit with, to dine with her. If queen goes to sleep, he also goes to sleep. If the queen starts singing, the king also starts singing. So everything practically, I don't know, when we were children, I don't know how many of you have done this, right? Mimicking, if somebody does this action, you do the same action, right? Exactly similar thing. So we get irritated when our friends do it. But when it happens between husband and wife, it is love. It's very romantic, right? So this kind of things were happening, and they were, like, you know, enjoying. So almost 50 years passed like this. And as the basic nature or the principle of the world, nobody can tolerate anyone else's happiness. And suddenly there was an attack from the outside king, who wanted also to have that particular city, right, in competition. So he attacked, and his name was Chandavega. So he comes and attacks the kingdom. And this five-headed snake is supposed to be the main protector of the city. So he fights with that Chandavega. And please note, in this story, I'm going to ask you the question once the story is over, because this story has a lesson and a principle behind it. Okay, so please pay attention to the story. So this King Chandavega had how many soldiers? He had 720 soldiers, 720. So with his 720 soldiers, the snake was the alone, and the 720 soldiers with this Chandavega were attacking. It was very powerful, but somehow or other the snake was also had acquired so many skills and siddhis, so somehow that he was fighting back and just going on and on. So almost, like, you know, more than 10-15 years, they were just going on and on. This fight was going on. And suddenly there was a twist. So as this lady was looking for a husband, now there is another lady who is also looking for a husband. But unfortunately, this lady was not at all beautiful as this queen of this king. And this lady was desperately, like, you know, going and proposing to this king that, hey, come on, you marry me. And the king was not at all ready. So finally, that lady gets married to a person named Prajvara, who is the elder brother of Bhayaraj. So she gets married to that, and then because he did not accept, so this lady also attacks with the Prajvara to the same king, along with this Chandavega who are attacking with the 720 soldiers. So they, when they all attack together, the snake become more and more weak. And finally the time has come where, like, you know, the Chandavega was also thinking, like, you know, how do I protect this kingdom now? And it was becoming very, very difficult. So then eventually that king gives up, that there is nothing can be done. And the queen started wailing and crying, and all his relatives and all the citizens and everyone were helpless. They could not help this king. And finally, this Chandavega catch hold of this king and drag him out of the city. And while he was dragging him out of the city, what happens? The queen also follows the king. And along with that, there was a five-headed snake that also follows the king and was forcibly dragged out. Now, this city had basically 9 gates. How many gates has been talked about in this? 9 gates. So similarly, this city also had these 9 gates. So now this story is not like Bahubali or anything. It's not a fiction. It's a real story. Bahubali is a fiction. Anything that you desire and you just put it out there and make an entertainment. But this story is not of that king or a queen. This story is about you. This story is about me. Everyone is a character to play in this story. Right? So who was the king in this story? And what is this, first of all, 9-gate city? This 9-gate city is nothing but our own body. Who is the king? King is the soul. So, as being explained in our shastras, that we are wandering from many species, one after another. Why we are going after one after another species? Is because our desires are unfulfilled and we want to satisfy our desires. So we go on occupying one species after another, thinking that this particular body will satisfy me. But it does not. Right? So that is why this king was going all over the world and very tired, that which particular city, which particular that body is going to give me the satisfaction. And finally he come across this human body, thinking that this human body is going to give me the satisfaction. So now this is the story which comes in Srimad Bhagavatam in the 4th canto. So this is a very, very long story. If you do it, in fact, we need almost 3 to 4 classes to cover the whole story. So I encourage each and everyone to go and read that story from Srimad Bhagavatam in 4th canto, chapter number 24th onwards. So it's a story told by Narada Muni to King Prachini Bahishat. Because he was also like one of us, engaged in sense gratification and fruitive activities, and not ultimately knowing the purpose of life. So Narada Muni tells this story to King Prachini Bahishat in the same allegoric way as I tried to express. So he starts with the same thing. There was a king named Puranjan, and that king is none other than the spirit soul looking out, right? Who is that queen? Her name is Puranjani. Who is that queen? Is intelligence. Who are these 10 bodyguards surrounded the queen? Are the senses. 5 working senses and 5 knowledge acquiring senses. And then there was a superintendent of these 10 bodyguards. His mind. Who is this 5-headed snake which was protecting the queen? Is the life air. Prana. There are 5 types of life air we have in our body. Right? Which is being used for different purposes. For breathing, for digestion. There are different types of airs. Right? Now, how, when I said when queen was sitting, the king used to sit. The queen was standing, the king used to stand up. When the queen is to dine, the king is to dine. What is that? That means the soul is being completely becomes a slave of the intelligence. And what is that intelligence? The intelligence is being used only for sense gratification if we have not found the purpose of life. If you have not awakened the love of God, then this senses or this particular intelligence is going to be used only in serving the senses. Isn't it? If you meet an alcoholic, what he will use his intelligence for? How would I get the best in the cheap alcohol? How would I get my friends to pay for my alcohol? Right? Everywhere. Any kind of sense gratification that you look for, your intelligence is the one which is working. Right? And the soul is completely becoming slave of that intelligence and doing the same thing. Right? So they enjoy like this 50 years. And then these 10 main or primary bodyguards had hundreds of wives. What that indicates? That indicates our desires. Right? So these 10 bodyguards, these 10 senses want to somehow or other satisfy those desires. And then who is that Chandavega? The Chandavega is none other than time personification. So that's why I said after 50 years. That's generally the thing comes. And that is where, and who are these 720 soldiers? 720 soldiers are 360 into 2. And what is a 360? It's a 360 day and 360 night. So that is taking away your time day by day. And who is that another lady who is looking for a suitable husband? What was her name? Her name was Jara. What is Jara? Old age. So she will come and proposes you. And no matter how much hard you try to run away from her, she will come for sure. So now if you don't marry her, what happens? She comes with the Prajvara. Who is Prajvara? Prajvara is the elder brother of Bhaya. And what is Prajvara means? Prajvara means that the temperature, that the person who is going to die gets into the 107 degree, or whenever the old age approaches, you get into the high fevers. So that is what it represents. So old age comes with that Prajvara. And this Prana is trying to fight so hard with Jara, with Prajvara, with Chandavega and his soldiers, that somehow or other I want to stay in this body. But eventually, you have to give up. That Puranjan has to be dragged out. And once it's been dragged out, what happens? That intelligence, the subtle body also has to follow the soul. Isliye when we say, if somebody dies, usne pran tyag diye. Right? So that is how this story is. And it's very wonderful that how the next time, because the king was so attached to his queen, as says in Bhagavad Gita, antakale chamamevam, whatever you remember at the time of that, that's what you become. So in the next life, it is explained in that story, the next life, King Puranjan becomes the daughter of Vidarbha, Vidarbhi. So King Puranjan becomes the lady, queen, right? And she marries to someone and they go to the forest and the husband was very pious and pious king and goes on doing his duties, and when he approaches 50, up takes the vanaprastha, goes to the forest, meditates, and then finally leaves the body, perfecting his life. But now this lady was alone in the forest and thinking, what do I do now? And that time the one brahmana comes and says, do you know me? And that lady says, no, I don't know you. Who are you? He says, I am your old friend. I've been there with you for many, many years. You don't remember me? He says, no. Let me tell you, who am I? And then the brahmana starts explaining the knowledge of self-realization to her. Who is that? Is none other than super soul, who has been accompanying us life after life, life after life. It's just a matter of time when we turn to that super soul starts instructing to us. So it's very, very illustrative and instructive story, which is very, very enlivening. So I really encourage each one of you to go and read that story. It's very, very fascinating. It's a very long story, but it has a lot of wonderful verses where you will get to learn so many things. So what do we see from this? Is in this city of 9 gates, who are we? We are like a tenant, isn't it? We are staying in that rental apartment. So we also tell God that Bhagwan ye duniya aapne banayi hai, it is your world. But make comfortable according to my needs. Isn't it? It's, I know you own this world, my Lord, but make comfortable as I like. It is as good as going to someone's home and you go and if there are servants in the home, you say, you know what, ye TV ko yahan laga do. Ye fridge jo hai na, isko yahan laga do. Aur wo parda hai na, wo nikal do, achha nahi lag raha hai. Kyun? Kyunki aapko achha nahi lag raha hai. But can you are in someone else's home, my friend. Why you are behaving as if it's your own? It's very crazy, isn't it? So similarly, we are in this God's world and try to behave as if it's my own. So we have to see that how we live in this world. So now we understood now the city of nine gates and who we are. So now let's discuss a little bit about how we can live. How we can live in this world so that it makes sense to us, it makes sense to the society, it makes sense to the country, and it makes sense to the world. Others, what is the use of living? हम क्या करते हैं? जो भगवान को कंट्रोल करना चाहिए ना, वो हम कंट्रोल करना चाहते हैं. और जो हमें कंट्रोल करना चाहिए ना, वो हम भगवान को बोलते हैं, भगवान आप ये कंट्रोल करो. You know what it means? भगवान क्या कंट्रोल करते हैं? The fruit of the actions. But what do you want to do? We want to control the fruit. मुझे ऐसा ही फल चाहिए. I want this kind of फल. बट जो हमें क्या करना चाहिए? कर्म करना चाहिए, एक्शन करना चाहिए. हम क्या करते हैं? वो भगवान के ऊपर बोलते हैं, भगवान आप करो. एग्जाम में पढ़ा नहीं, रिजल्ट अच्छा चाहिए, राइट? तो वी वांट टू ट्राई टू कंट्रोल दैट रिजल्ट. बट कर्म किया नहीं, वो भगवान बोलते तुम्ही अब तैयारी कराओ. तो इट्स नॉट लाइक दैट. इट्स वेरी वेरी डेंजरस. यू हैव टू बी वेरी केयरफुल अबाउट व्हाट वी शुड बी डूइंग एंड व्हाट वी शुड लिव इट अप टू द लॉर्ड. As they say, no, do your best and leave it rest to the God. Right? But many times, as I have seen, when we come to this Bhagavad Gita, because we are very tired of this material life, and eventually we come, and I see, like, you know, I have a regular discussion with my colleague in office, and he says, sometimes he goes to ISKCON. He's not that pakka devotee, but many times he visits ISKCON. And he says, ek din mereko life dedicate kar dena isko. You know, ISKCON को. यहां पर कॉरपोरेट में कितना पॉलिटिक्स है, क्या कुछ मतलब नहीं है कॉरपोरेट लाइफ में. वी जस्ट लाइक यू नो गो, यहां पर कितने अच्छे हैं सब लोग. वी जस्ट लाइक यू नो वॉन्ट टू लिव दिस नाइस लाइफ, आइडियल लाइफ. हाँ, सो आई वॉज जस्ट एट वन पॉइंट आई वॉज थिंकिंग या दिस मेक सेंस, बट एट द अदर पॉइंट आई वॉज थिंकिंग इट्स एन एस्केपिज्म, इजंट इट? वी डोंट वॉन्ट टू डू द कर्म, वी डोंट वॉन्ट टू फाइट. And we just want to say, like, you know, if we just do this, jo bhi Bhagwan denge, wo theek hai. Then we will start doing the politics after coming to ISKCON also. So we should fight where we are. Arjuna did the same thing. Arjuna said, mujhe nahi karni hai fight. But what did the Krishna do? He says, you have to fight. No matter what. We have to fight. So, बेसिकली हम क्या चाहते हैं कि हम योग्यता प्राप्त करने से पहले हमें अर्थ की प्राप्ति चाहिए. विदाउट बीइंग क्वालिफाइड वी वांट टू अर्न. सो इन दिस रिगार्ड आई जस्ट वांट टू टेल यू वन स्टोरी. आई एम श्योर मोस्ट ऑफ यू मस्ट बी नोइंग दिस. इज अकबर एंड तानसेन. सो यू नो दिस, तानसेन वॉज द म्यूजिशियन इन द दरबार ऑफ अकबर. So when he used to play when he used to sing, like, it's amazing, like lot of divinity used to come there, and Akbar was completely mesmerized by Tansen. So one day, Akbar thought ki, bhai, Tansen agar itna achha gaata hai, to uska guru kaun hai? To uska guru to, because Akbar was a great lover of music. He was a great lover of music. So he asked Tansen, that bhai aap itna acha gaate ho, I want to see your guru and I want to hear from him. To bolte hai, that is not possible. Now if you say something king, like, you know, something like this to the king, that, you know, it's not possible, then he becomes more agitated. He says, nahi baba, mereko to chahiye, I want to hear from him. He says, it's not possible. So he says, explain me why it is not possible. Just don't keep saying not possible, not possible. He says, जहां पर ना मेरे जो गुरु हैं, हिज नेम इज हरिदास, एंड ही डज नॉट सिंग फॉर एनी किंग, ही ओनली सिंग्स फॉर द लॉर्ड श्री कृष्णा, ही डज नॉट सिंग फॉर एनी मंडेन पर्सन इन दिस वर्ल्ड. ही सेड, बट नो, समहाउ और अदर आई वॉन्ट टू हियर हिम. ही सेज, ओके, देयर इज ओनली वन वे दैट यू कैन हियर हिम, इज यू हैव टू change your dress as a king and you have to come as a mendicant with me. and we have to go to the forest. And sometimes in the forest, in the early morning hours, he sings for the pleasure of Lord Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. And you have to hide behind the trees and you have to listen. If you come in front of him, there is no question he'll sing. आपको एक चोर के जैसे छुप के ये सुनना पड़ेगा. सो देन लाइक यू नो ही गोज विथ हिम एंड सम हाउ अदर ही हाइड्स बिहाइंड द ट्री एंड दिस हरिदास जी स्टार्ट सिंगिंग एंड वेन ही स्टार्ट सिंगिंग ऑल द एनिमल्स दे वर कंप्लीटली एनेमर्ड. द स्टोन्स वर स्टार्टेड मेल्टिंग वेन दे हर्ड हरिदास जी सिंगिंग. And when Akbar saw that, he himself got, he literally started crying. And Haridas ji was just singing about the pastimes of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. And he was chanting the, like, he was, like, you know, singing the glories of the holy names also, along with that. So just by hearing that, can you imagine a Muslim king were having a tears of love in his eyes? And then after that experience, he comes back home to his kingdom and again having a meeting with Tansen and says, Tansen ji, baap re, kya kahu, like, you know, what kind of experience I got? Somehow or other, I want Haridas ji in our, like, you know, assembly to sing for us. He says, it's not possible. So then he said, okay, if that is not possible, then you have to come to the standard of Haridas ji. Tansen says, that is also not possible. Now again, jabhi impossible word bola, to king ka dimag is gone. Says, why it is not possible, you explain me. Why it is not possible that you cannot sing like Haridas? Unme aisa to kya hai? Ki aap Haridas ji ke jaisa ga nahi sakte ho. Then he said, unme aisa hai, jo mere mein nahi hai, wo ek hi difference hai. Ki wo bhagwan ke liye gaate hain, और मैं आपके लिए गाता हूं. सो दैट इज अ डिफरेंस. सो व्हाट आई एम ट्राइंग टू मेक अ पॉइंट इज दैट वंस वी डेवलप दैट क्वालिफिकेशन, दिस फेम, दिस इकोनॉमिक डेवलपमेंट, ऑल थिंग्स विल फॉलो. बट अनफॉर्चुनेटली व्हाट वी आर ट्राइंग टू डू, वी आर जस्ट गोइंग आफ्टर द मनी फर्स्ट विदाउट making ourselves qualified. Recently we have this 10th and 12th exams results coming out. Now you know what will happen after this, there is, or maybe before that also it must have already happened, is the career fair, right? So people go and attend these career fairs, and what will be the target of the audience, or the target of the students who are attending this career fair? What they want to achieve from this career fair? They want to find out which career is going to pay me the highest. Isn't it? This career fair they go to is to find out which is the career has the highest number of job opportunities and the highest pay. That's it. Are they actually going and finding out that which particular career is something that I like to do? Which career that I can contribute to the society? No. The only thinking process, not just the students, even the parents have the same thinking process, that beta, find a job where, or find a career where you get a job and you get the highest pay. And that is where we see people when they do the job after 20 years or 15 years, they do not have any job satisfaction. Any job satisfaction. There was another example that just I reminded of is, you know, our Virchandra Prabhu, he's a school teacher in our Gopas Garden. His friend, he did the engineering with him and he also became a professor in one of the college. So he did this 2 years, and after that somehow or other he had so much love for this Casio playing, you know. So he gave up the job and started playing Casio. So uske maa-baap to definitely after him, like, kya tune बाजा बजाना सीख लिया है, क्या कर रहा है तू, ये वो, एंड इतना अच्छा नौकरी छोड़ के क्या कर रहा है तू. सो ही डिड फॉर 2-3 ईयर्स, कुछ हो नहीं रहा था, ही वॉज नॉट एबल टू अर्न मच, ही वॉज एक्चुअली मेकिंग अ लॉस. But in the third year, he got a breakthrough that he started playing in the shows of Falguni Pathak. And he became so popular that he was getting order left, right and center. So in engineering, where he was used to earn like, you know, 50,000 a month, in this art, he started getting almost 1 lakh, 1.5 lakh a month. So what does that mean? That you being qualified for what you want to be, and then earth will follow. The economic development will automatically follow. So similarly, in this career also, we should be guiding our children that what they should be like, where is their passion, what they want to do in the life, that is very important. Not where the money is. Money will follow once they identify what they want to do in the life. And then another incident that reminded me is, our Radha Gopinath Prabhu was going to give a lecture in one of the college. And as similarly, whatever the SSC results which has just come out, is very, very instructive, and all the parents should listen to this incident very carefully. Is when Radha Gopinath Prabhu went there, the principal of that college took Radha Gopinath Prabhu to the corner and said, Prabhuji, we want you to speak on something very, very important. He said, kya ho gaya? I am prepared for time management and all those things. So he says, no. Time management, wo sab chodo. Abhi uska time nahi hai. Because there is a very serious incident that happened in our college, that just 1 week back, there was the results were out of the first semester or the second semester. And one of the boy committed suicide. So Radha Gopinath Prabhu says, why? Did he fail? He said, no. He came second. He says, what? He came second, he committed suicide? He said, yes, because he could not tolerate being second. So we want you to speak something relevant to our kids so that they understand and they don't commit such a serious step in their life. So Radha Gopinath Prabhu said, like, you know, in his style, I was praying to the Lord, and then finally when he went there to speak to the kids, so he asked them, how big is the sun? Can you tell me the diameter of the sun? So, you know, somehow or other they figured out what is the diameter of the sun. I said, okay. What is the diameter of a 1 rupee coin? So, of course, it is 1 inch, 1.5 inch diameter of the coin. Said, can you hide the sun using this 1 rupee coin? So, all the students started laughing. Come on, Prabhuji, what are you talking about? 1 rupee coin, how can it hide the sun, which is so big and so luminous? How it can hide? He says, okay, I'll show you how to do it. And I'm talking about the noonday sun. I'm not talking about the sun which is setting. I'm talking about to hide the noonday sun with a 1 rupee coin. So you all want to see that magic? He said, yeah. He says, come out. And he showed that he brought that 1 rupee coin so close to the eyes and kept it here. He says, can you see the sun? He says, no. So it's the same thing. You are taking this insignificant result so close that you are forgetting that you have a vast life ahead. This one result is just a one little milestone where there are many, many milestones to come in your life. That does not mean that you don't take exams seriously. You have to take it. As I said earlier, we are trying to control the results. Don't try to control the fruits. That's in the hand of Krishna. Try to do your actions. And there are many, many successful stories who failed in 10th, and they are the most successful people in the world, like Bill Gates, Thomas Edison, you name it, Dhirubhai Ambani, Lalu Prasad Yadav. Seriously, that man went to the Harvard and gave the class to the management students. So don't underestimate your, like, you know, talent through just one result. Just one, and that to it in 3 hours, you have to write something and that's going to decide. It doesn't make sense. So we have to be very, very careful as how we are progressing in our life. Let me ask you another question. Do you know why there are brakes in the car? Why do we have a brake in the car? So many may give answer that, you know, to stop the car, to avoid an accident. So there was one student. You know what he answered? He said, I know why there is a brake in the car. So that we can go fast. You know what is this called? It's called out of the box thinking. Right? And it is a fact. If you see, why do we have brakes in the car? That is given, yeah. You have to stop, that's why you have the brake. To avoid accidents. But what is the most important thing? You can go fast. I'll not mention name of one of my friends who drives really fast. It's so nice to sitting with him, and he uses the brake really, really good. Right? So the person who knows how to use the brake can go really fast. So this is called out of the box thinking. But many times we do not know there are many things which is inside the box, and we don't even look for it. Why? Because everyone is looking out of the box. And that is where all these motivational speakers are getting their pockets full. Because they teach you out of the box thinking. I am really amazed. I don't know how many of you have seen this motivational speaker. Like, you know, there are hundreds and thousands of young students going there and listening to him. But if you see after that, it's like a big balloon going up, and within no time it just burst it. Because you can't do it. You have a goal like Abdul Kalam Azad. They speak about all these big, big personalities. Dhyan Chand, who, like, you know, got 17 goals in the hockey. It's just ridiculous. Of course, it gives you a lot of inspiration. That is fine. But many times what we have to do is we have to look within, that what am I capable of? How can I contribute? It's not that all the time I have to think out of the box, because many times the things are within the box, and the intelligent person sees what is within the box and use it. That is very important. So we should not get enamored by all these examples and becoming depressed. Oh my God, I am worth nothing. I remember once in our corporate seminar, there is one Dr. Hegde. He's a neurosurgeon, and he's from Bangalore. He's very different from the motivational speaker, because he teaches from the Vedas. He teaches from our Sanskriti very nicely. He said, believe me, as how the Jesus Christ was born, right? They said there was a very specific star was shining in the sky. And he made every one of us convinced in that room that, believe me, when you were born, there was a specific star which was shining. And there is a purpose for your individual life to this world. Don't underestimate yourself. That's very, very important. Whatever you can do. The great example, it comes in the Shastras, right? When Hanumanji was throwing the big, big boulders and big, big mountains to make that bridge across the sea, the small squirrel came and put a little grain of dust. And Hanumanji says, get out of my way. I'm getting late to put these big, big boulders in the sea. What did the Lord Ram do when he sees this incident from the far? He says, Hanumanji, you may have a capacity to throw big, big mountains, but this squirrel has a capacity to do only these grains. So she's doing according to her capacity. So for me, you are as good as squirrel. For me, there is no difference. So if our dear Lord Ram can see that spark of something that a person can do like a squirrel, then can we not do anything? We definitely can do. But what is stopping us is the gadgets. What is stopping us to get there is the gadgets. And I'm going to quote, and that's why I'm saying that I'm going to quote, and this is a quote from Albert Einstein. He said, the day gadgets surpasses the human interactions, the world will have generations of idiots. I'm sorry, I'm not saying that Albert Einstein is saying that. I'm just quoting him. And it is a fact. You know what is the latest buzzword in today's world? बोर्डम, पक गया यार, बोर हो रहा है. वेरी प्रिवेलेंट इन द यंग एज एंड लाइक यू नो इन अवर यंग किड्स ऑल्सो, राइट. क्या करे पापा अभी पक रहा है, आई एम गेटिंग रियली बोर्ड, आई एम रियली गेटिंग बोर्ड, राइट. सो इधर गिव मी अ फोन और समथिंग, राइट. देर आर सो मेनी गैजेट्स वी हैव, स्टिल वी आर गेटिंग बोर्ड. नाउ जस्ट लुक बैक ओनली 20 or 30 ईयर्स बैक, हाउ मेनी गैजेट्स वर देर? प्रैक्टिकली नन. हाउ मेनी फैसिलिटीज वर देर? प्रैक्टिकली नन. हैव यू एवर हर्ड योर ग्रैंडपा और ग्रैंडमदर सेइंग आई एम गेटिंग बोर्ड? सीरियसली थिंक अबाउट इट. दे नेवर गॉट बोर्ड. वाई? वी हैव सो मेनी गैजेट्स, सो मेनी फैसिलिटीज. प्रभुपाद वेंट टू अमेरिका बाय शिप. कैन यू एवर इमेजिन नाउ 30 डेज ट्रेवल्स? Believe me, nowadays when we have to go for Mayapur Yatra, which takes about 2 days in a train, even we cannot afford the flight, somehow or other we say, बाकी जगह पे कंजूसी कर लेंगे, पर फ्लाइट से जाते हैं. वो दो दिन पकेगा यार, कौन जाएगा ट्रेन में, right? So can you imagine 30 days in the ship, that too alone? It's not that Prabhupada was having his grandchildren and having a fun time and they were playing cards, right? All of you parents, including me, when we have to go on this travel, right? How many things we have to think? अरे ये लिया क्या बच्चों के लिए, वो लिया क्या, अरे नहीं तो बाद में पकाएगा, हमको भी पकाएगा, वो भी पकेगा, right? Prabhupada was going alone. So why this boredom? You know what is the boredom? Boredom is the height of selfishness. That is why we are getting bored. This modern society has a center point, sense gratification. What is the center point of Vedic society? Is sacrifice. So if we want to control the sense gratification, we need to teach our children from a very young age चार प्रकार के संयम. First, स्वाद संयम. Second, अर्थ संयम. Third, वाणी संयम. Fourth, समय का संयम. This is very nicely explained. There is a one organization called Punaruthan, and the founder of that is Indumati Bench. I learned from her. It's really amazing. She's been explaining that ye char prakar ke sayam, when you teach to your kids, believe me, it can do wonders. What is happening? Swada sayam. Main ye nahi khaunga. Go and ask 5-year-old, 7-year-old, 10-year-old. ये नहीं चाहिए. लौकी की सब्जी बनाई है, नहीं खाऊंगी. ओके, तो आपके लिए आलू की सब्जी बन जाएगी. Isn't it? That's what today's parents do. और आजकल तो अभी रेगुलर खाना ही नहीं, दाल चावल नहीं चाहिए. क्या चाहिए? पिज्जा, पास्ता, सैंडविच. अगर वो नहीं है तो मैं खाना नहीं खाऊंगा. तो बेटर है कि चलो बच्चा जो भी खाएगा, क्योंकि एक ही बच्चा है हमारा, एक ही प्यारा दुलारा है, तो उसके लिए तो हमें सब कुछ करना ही पड़ेगा. Now pay attention, when this kind of children, when they grow up, what they're going to do in the life? They have not even learned to taste different things and to have whatever been served in the plate, they just eat it. Agar wo sayam nahi hai, to how can they lead their life, which is going to come left, right and center with all kinds of challenges? So what we need to do, we need to teach them. Doesn't matter. This is what has been made in the home today and you have to eat it. एक घंटा जाएगा, दो घंटा जाएगा, जब भी जोर से भूख लगेगी ना, चूहे दौड़ने लगेंगे पेट में, तो मम्मा दे दो अभी चलेगा वो सब्जी, तो सब्जी मैं खा लेता हूं. अभी क्या कर सकते. So when they start eating, believe me, I also learned late. Because you know, it's amazing, sometimes you go to the hostels and other things, or you start living at someone else's place, यू लर्न अ लॉट बिकॉज वहां पे आप कुछ डिमांड नहीं कर सकते इफ यू आर स्टेइंग एट योर अंकल्स प्लेस और सम अदर डिस्टेंट रिलेटिव प्लेस बिकॉज यू आर कमिंग फ्रॉम लाइक यू नो अदर देन मुंबई एंड यू हैव अ जॉब इन मुंबई सो यू कम एज अ यंग पर्सन एंड स्टार्ट लिविंग विद देम सो दैट्स वेर आई जो भी आया खाने में आराम से यू स्टार्ट ईटिंग एंड बिलीव मी आफ्टर दैट यू डेवलप अ टेस्ट ऑल्सो गवार की सब्जी आई कांट इमेजिन दैट आई बीन ईटिंग दैट राइट नाउ आई लुकिंग फॉरवर्ड फॉर इट सो दैट इज वेन वी एक्चुअली टीच इट हैपन्स वॉट इज नेक्स्ट अर्थ संयम आज क्या होता है एवरी अदर वीक वी हैव टू गिव अ न्यू पेन टू अवर चिल्ड्रन वाई वो था वो खो गया वो पेंसिल खो गया शार्पनर खो गया एवरी नाउ एंड देन यू हैव टू गिव देम अ न्यू पेन न्यू पेंसिल न्यू शार्पनर न्यू कंपास बॉक्स एंड वी फील उसमें क्या है जस्ट लाइक यू नो दो रुपए की पेंसिल उसमें क्या फर्क पड़ता है अगर नया दे दिया तो हम पूरा वो होलसेल में लेके आएंगे तो और भी सस्ता पड़ता है हमको दे दिया क्या फर्क पड़ता है इट्स नॉट अ क्वेश्चन ऑफ वन रूपी और अ टू रूपी इट इज अ क्वेश्चन ऑफ दैट हैबिट इट अ क्वेश्चन ऑफ दैट संयम इट्स वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट आई नो सम ऑफ द वेल्दी फैमिलीज दैट लेडी वॉज कोटिंग दैट द नेबर वॉज मिलियनर But they said for last 20 years, she was using the same needle to stitch her clothes. Same needle. She's a millionaire. And I'll not quote names. Some of our senior counselors were very rich. You can't imagine. They are, as they say, a Garbha Shriman. They are like that. But even a single rupee, they do not waste. For them, thousands of rupees doesn't matter. But for a single rupee or a single thing that if they see that is getting waste, they will somehow or other figure it out how to reuse it or how to make sure that it does not go waste. It's very, very important. Nowadays we have these sainted rubbers. As if the saint has not anything to do with rubbing the thing, right? Nothing. What it has to do, anything to do with rubbing the what you have written. But everything becoming more and more luxurious, more and more like, you know, aesthetic. Some of the things which kids definitely do not need to have. And they need to value whatever they have been given. That is where they'll be able to lead life. Otherwise, jab bhi bade honge, tabhi bhi same thing. Kya ho gaya? Toot gaya, koi farak nahi padta. What is the next sanyam? Vani sanyam. Very important. How we talk to the younger with vatsalya, when we talk to the equals in a friendly manner, when we talk with the elders in a respect way. It's so important. Nowadays, what is the biggest problem that the parents are facing? Every other child is back answering to their parents. They don't know even how to talk to their uncles. If somebody is coming home, like, you know, what kind of kind words that they have to offer? Nothing. So if this Vani Sayam is not there, how they are going to talk when they are going to grow? Last one is Samaika Sayam. You give them the homework and their homework goes on for 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. They just go on doing the same homework. And you come and ask, kya hua beta ye? And you see, it would hardly take 10 minutes to complete that boy is sitting with that homework for 4 hours. Smart person to use kaha jata hai ki thode samay mein jyada kar le. So what we are teaching our kids? We need to teach them how in a minimum time you can do the maximum things. So instead of that we feel chalo baitha hai na karne do jo kar raha hai. Doesn't matter. No, we need to teach them all these sayams. और घर के कामों में हाथ बटाना लाइक यू नो इन हाउस होल्ड स्टफ माई गॉड टूडेज किड्स आर लाइक यू नो फीलिंग ये मम्मा आपका काम है ये हमारा काम नहीं है आई रिमेंबर माई मदर मेड मी डू ईच एंड एवरीथिंग इन द होम पोछा लगाने से झाड़ू लगाने से सब कुछ वाई इट इज इंपॉर्टेंट बिकॉज टू सी दैट योर मदर इज वर्किंग लाइक एनीथिंग ऑफकोर्स यू मे हैव अ मेड एंड एवरीथिंग बट इफ यू कैन नॉट अंडरस्टैंड दैट दिस इज माई होम How will you have the affinity for your home? It's impossible to do anything if you do not cultivate that love for your mother, for your parents. It's amazing if you see when Ram, Lakshman and Sita, when they went to the forest, did they hire the architect to do the jhopadi unka? Or did they hired some adivasi ke baba humko jhopadi bana ke do? Who made the jhopadi? That means they knew. They knew that they had to go to the forest? No. But it is the part of growing up that you learn everything. Kabhi kuch bhi ho sakta hai. You learn everything. So they knew how to do it. So that is where we need the parenting seminars, but along with the parenting seminars, we need samskar seminars also. How we can inculcate samskaras in our next generation. Otherwise, this Einstein quote will come true for sure. If you don't follow the samskaras. What is one of the samskara is to see Krishna's hand in everything. Because as we are growing up, we are receiving so many things from Krishna, and if we are not grateful to Krishna for the things that we receive from Krishna, how can we be grateful when the things will be taken away from us? And it will be. How can we be grateful at that time? When we are receiving, if we are not grateful, it's very simple. So we have learned the art of gratefulness, then we will be grateful even when the things will be taken away. And that is for sure. You ask any old person, right? I met one old person, he says, beta, now I understand how many organs I have in my body. And aapko bhi pata chalega jabhi aap meri age ke ho gaye tabhi. Till then, isn't it, when we up to 40, 45, kuch pata hi nahi chalta hai, kya liver hai, kya pancreas hai, koi problem nahi, kuch nahi. But when you cross 55, 60, you start identifying each and every organ. This is what I have in my body. Right? So that is the samskaras. Recently we went to my father-in-law's hometown, Raigad, which is in Sabarkantha in Gujarat. And from there about 20 minutes, there is a very beautiful temple of Lord Krishna called Shamalaji. It's actually on the way to Udaipur. So when we went there to take darshan, we saw one blind man coming and taking darshan. And I was just like, you know, a little taken aback, like, you know, abhi blind man aake kya kar raha hai? Like, you know, he can't see the vigraha, beautiful vigraha of Shamalaji. So I couldn't stop myself. So I went there and I asked him, Babaji, I'm sorry, but aap darshan ke liye aate ho? Says, beta, darshan to hum kaise le sakte hain? Hamari aankhe to hai nahi. Bhagwan ne le liye hamari aankhe. Hum darshan to kaise le sakte hain? Par hum yahan bhagwan ke paas isliye aate hain ki hum hamari senses ko satisfy karne nahi. Hum bhagwan ki senses ko. Ki bhagwan to hume dekh sakte hain na. To hum bhagwan ki senses ko satisfy karne ke liye aate hain. So that is something really touched. Because this person has learned the art of gratitude. Has learned the art of gratitude. There are two things that we should always remember. One is Krishna and another is death. Why? Because death again reminds us of Krishna. So this goes hand in hand. And the two things we should always forget. What are those two things? One, if someone has done any bad to us, we should forget that. And if something good that we did to others, that also we should forget. These are the two things we should forget. But we do exactly opposite. We remind others, dekh bhai, maine tere liye kiya hai, yaad rakhna baba. एंड जिसने बुरा किया उसका तो बुरा ही होना चाहिए, नहीं हुआ तो हजम नहीं होता है खाना. सो वी शुड फॉरगेट एंड बिलीव मी, इट्स वेरी इजी फॉर मी टू स्पीक. आई एम स्ट्रगलिंग टू फॉलो, बट आई नो वन थिंग एंड दैट इज वॉट श्रीला प्रभुपाद हैज गिवन अस, दैट एम फॉर द स्काई. योर गोल शुड बी सो हाई एज द स्काई. Otherwise, what is the use of the aim? If your aim is to touch the ceiling, that's no aim. Right? So you have to have something really high in life so that you can progress. Once, along with these samskaras, once Muhammad Ali was asked that which is the most difficult punch? He said the one that coming but we cannot see. That's the most difficult to avoid. And that's more difficult to handle rather. The one that we cannot see coming. That is why we see the wealthiest person in the world, they cannot even enjoy the luxurious or the sweetest or the most palatable food. Because they have either diabetes or high blood pressure or so many different problems. I remember my spiritual master, His Holiness Radhana Swami, saying that one of the big industrialists, some other, I forgot his name, he had such a disease that he was only on the barley water. He could not drink anything other than barley water. And Maharaj says, when we used to drive through this Bombay roads, there are many beggars and the children come and knocking on our door, even the old people come and knock on our door, and we give them these laddus which are full of ghee and everything, and they eat so happily without any problem. And this person who is a multi billionaire cannot even eat a grain of that laddu. So some of the wealthiest people cannot even eat the finest food, and there are beggars, sometimes they get the most amazing food. So that is the irony. And Rishabh Dev very nicely explains that is why do not do tapasya for eating, mating, sleeping and defending. Do tapasya for achieving love of God. That is what tapasya is meant for. But what we are doing tapasya for is to make our living better, to eat the finest food, to have the best of the partner, the best of the homes to live, the best of the defense mechanism. Now we have all this CCTV and all these door cameras and all kinds of things, all this defense system. We spend millions and millions of rupees and the dollars in just doing these four things, which even the animals does better than us. Right? So that is why Rishabh Dev explained that one should spend, because this human form of life, the city of nine gates, is so valuable. So valuable. And when you get a chance after this story, there is another chapter comes where Narad Muni having a conversation with Prachini Bhaisad after telling this story. And I'm just going to tell the essence of this series of verses, which starts from 4.29 to 30. And then probably we'll conclude after that. So in those verses, very nicely explain that this living entity, and this is along with this city of nine gates, okay, so please remember the theme of that, our today's class. So this living entity, you know what Narad Muni compares that living entity with? Is like a dog. Going from door to door, trying to relieve him from the hunger and thirst. And sometimes that dog gets punishment, and sometimes that dog gets a food to eat. I don't know how many of you observe dogs. Sometimes I do. I was in Mangalore, and it was almost 11 o'clock in the night, and I was waiting for my train. And Mangalore is a very small station, so there was hardly anybody. And there was a young boy कमिंग उसने चाय लिया एंड देर वॉज डॉग सिटिंग देयर. उसने चाय लिया थोड़ा पिया. इट वॉज विंटर टाइम यू नो एंड आई कुड सी दैट लाइक यू नो वेपर्स वर कमिंग आउट दैट टी. सो इट वॉज रियली हॉट एंड दिस गाय वॉज रियली एंजॉइंग द टी. जस्ट एक सिप लिया उसने एंड ही वॉज स्टैंडिंग नेक्स्ट टू द डॉग एंड आई वॉज जस्ट सिटिंग ऑन द बेंच एंड सडनली ही पोर दैट हॉट टी राइट ऑन द डॉग जस्ट फ्रॉम नथिंग एंड आई वॉज शॉक्ड. आई वॉज जस्ट टेकन अबैक. आई सेड व्हाट डिड यू डू. वो डॉग ने क्या बिगाड़ा है आपका. व्हाट डिड यू डू. एंड ही जस्ट वेंट बिफोर इवन आई स्पीक दैट फेलो लेफ्ट. I was just awestruck. I said, my God. And I work in Sibs. And many times I go for, like, you know, in between our work, like, you know, to relieve some stress, you go for a walk, right? So I go for a walk in this Sibs area. And I see a dogs were fed their biscuits or the glucose biscuit every day. There is a man comes and he, like, you know, gets the nice glucose biscuit for this dog every day. Right? So it's like that. That other dog got the punishment and this dog is getting his food every day. Without even endeavoring. He doesn't have to go to the door. The doorman is coming to the dog. Right? So like that, the living entity influenced by the desires, wandering from one species after another species. And sometimes getting a high birth, sometimes getting a low birth. And like that, just going on and on and on. Somehow or other, this living entity is going from one species to another species and trying to avoid or counteract Trivida Tap. What are those Trivida Tap? Adi Devik, Adi Bhautik and Adhyatmik. That is a kalesh which is caused by the natural calamities, the kalesh caused by the other living entities, the kalesh caused by own mind. We cannot go and discuss about the mind. Otherwise, it will take another class, like how mind can give us trouble. So many natural catastrophes were happening, right? So somehow or other, this living entity is trying to counteract or avoid these three miseries. But is it possible? No, it is as good as like you are having a heavy load or a burden on your head. So if your neck is paining, what do? You put that burden on your shoulder. If the shoulder starts aching, what do? You take that burden in your hand. All of us will experience when you go on yatra. We have all this big luggage. Ek haath ne uthaya, thak gaya, phir dusra haath liya. Kaisara to thele gaya, aise uthaya. Kaise bhi karke, we are taking that burden along. And sometimes we feel ki, arre, thoda to relief mil gaya na. I got some relief. It's as good as a speculative process that you want to take shelter of, which are never going to alleviate you from these three miseries. It is just going to give you some temporary relief. It is as good as putting the burden from one place to another place. That's it. So does Narad Muni just talking about the problems and problems and problems to Prachini Bahisha? Is he going to make him depressed? No. He is going to give him the solutions as well. And in last, we'll talk about the solution. And what is that solution? He gives a fantastic analogy. My friends, if you understand this analogy, believe me, your life will be perfect. But you have to work for it. And it's a gradual process. So what is that analogy is given? The analogy is given, let's say you and your friend went to some place outing and you rented a hotel and in the night both of you were sleeping and suddenly you heard a sound of crying and howling and you wonder what's happening, right? So you try to go out, see what's happening and nothing. But then you just turn to your friend, you see that your friend is crying and howling while sleeping. So you know what was happening? That his friend is dreaming that he is being chased by a tiger. And he was completely, he was perspiring, he was sweating, and he was trembling. because he was completely identifying in the dream that this is what is happening. And suddenly he could escape the tiger. So he started laughing. And then suddenly he came across the nice mango groves. So he started enjoying the mangoes. And while he was enjoying the mangoes, suddenly he sees that the honeybee started attacking. So he ran away from that place and again started crying. And then suddenly he came across the cheetah, wild elephant, and he was just going crazy in the dream. And he was howling and crying and laughing. He was laughing only a little bit in between, but most of the time he was just growling and crying basically. He was so, this friend was feeling so sorry for his friend. So what this friend should do to alleviate him from this such a painful situation, what should he do? He should wake him up. Isn't it? He should wake him up. So that is what Narad Muni is saying. What is the solution for that man who was sleeping and dreaming that the tiger is chasing, the leopard is chasing, the wild elephant is trying to kill him? What was the solution for him? Is to wake up. So similarly, the Narad Muni is saying the solution for us is, we have been sleeping in the lap of Maya. The only solution for us is to wake up. Wake up to Krishna consciousness. To ignite that dormant love which is lying within the core of our heart. When we wake up to that Krishna consciousness and we take the shelter of the holy names, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When we take the shelter of that process and awaken our love of Krishna and for Radharani, then we can alleviate ourselves from this Trivida Tap. We'll be free from fear, insecurities and lamentation. Does that mean that this Trivida Tap, this other living entity will stop harassing you? Your mind will stop harassing you? Or the natural calamities will not affect you? The earthquake will happen. Every other house will falls apart, but your house will stay as it is because you are chanting Hare Krishna. Will that happen? No. But what will happen? Your house will be completely destroyed. But because we have taken the shelter of the right process, because we are trying to awaken the true love for Krishna, we will get a strength to fight against all odds. That is what is Krishna consciousness is giving us. There are no miracles that is going to happen in our life. But what will happen? That courage that we will get from Krishna to fight each and every situation that is put forward us by this wonderful lady called Maya. As they say, don't tell, how big is the problem. Go and tell your problems. How big is my Lord Shri Krishna? Right? So once we get that faith, then we can live happily in these nine gates, the city of nine gates. And that is where we can solve the purpose of living in this city and perfecting our life and going back home, back to Godhead, and not moving from one species to another species just to satisfy our desires one after another. Because once we achieve this true love for Krishna, believe me, our all desires will be fulfilled. And we have only one desire, to associate with Krishna and nothing else, and to serve the devotees of Krishna, nothing else. And that is where we see the great saints have perfected their lives and shown by their own example. And that is where we see when Srila Prabhupada was leaving this world, his disciples and the doctors asked, is there any desire for you, Srila Prabhupada? And Srila Prabhupada said, koi ichha nahi. You should see that video. We still have that clipping of Srila Prabhupada departing from this world. He demonstrated by his own example. Can you imagine a person who is trying to erect something which never happened in the history of the world, where the whole world becoming Krishna conscious? And there is so much to do even after this, isn't it? Was it that 108 temples and everyone became the devotee of Krishna? No, Prabhupada wanted to make each and every one a devotee of Krishna. There is a major, major task which was remaining. But Srila Prabhupada understood, the time has come, that's it. Koi ichha nahi. That is the perfection of life. That is the perfection of life. So we should be so grateful to the person who has brought to this Krishna consciousness, and we should be so grateful to Srila Prabhupada and all his disciples who are giving shelter to all of us and giving us this most precious gift that we can ever receive in this world, is love of Shri Radha and Krishna. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.